every now and then you have to sort of fact check yourself and you go, is this real? I'm actually sitting in a studio with Frank Ferrer, drummer for Guns N' Roses.
How you doing?
I am. Here you are, sitting
yes,
in my studio in Cape Town.
Yes, thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome for me. Let's see how it is for you. Frank is here to contribute to a tribute show around Guns N' Roses at the Hillcrest Quarry in Durbanville in Cape Town. Unusual thing for you to do, to go and join basically a tribute band.
It's unusual, yes, but it's also an opportunity for me to see your country. I came here in November with Guns N' Roses. I'm sponsored by a few drum companies, so Vader drumsticks. You know, I know that's a South African version of Vader drumsticks. So I got together with Dane Marshall, who represents them here, and we talked about an opportunity about coming down, and I wanted to see the country more and do clinics and do whatever. I mean, I was open to whatever. And then Jason and his tribute band came on board, and they were like, "Hey, listen, we do a tribute. How about you do like a guest appearance and do a couple of Guns N' Roses songs?" And I was like, I don't have to learn any songs, and I could come to this stuff. I've been in Cape Town literally a couple of hours. I'm excited to be here. I fell in love with something here. I don't know what happened in November. I saw some magic, and I just wanted to come back and see it. And Jason has given me the opportunity to come in and meet people, meet musicians. That's my favorite thing in the whole world to do, is play with other musicians from all over the world. Because I think we all have a common language, you know. I come out to play a few Guns N' Roses songs and some songs from my favorite bands. You know, we'll do some other songs, and I get to meet musicians. I get to meet the beautiful people here of South Africa, and it's exciting to be here.
Must have been amazing that Not In This Lifetime tour. Nearly 2 years, I don't know, 60-odd countries.
It's
just extraordinary.
It's something that I've, you know, I mean, I can't say I never dreamt of it. I've always, since I was a little kid, you know, dreamt that I was playing Madison Square Garden every night in front of 20,000 people. So in a way, I mean, it's what I wanted to do. But yeah, I mean, I pinch myself. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So I mean, for people who don't know, Not In This Lifetime is a reference to something that Axl Rose, the lead singer, one of the founding members of Guns N' Roses, said, "Will you ever, you know, get together with Slash and some of the other original members of the band?" And he said, "Not In This Lifetime." So when they did get together and did a world tour of nearly 2 years, that's what they called the tour.
And Axl asked me to stay on. He wanted me to be a part of it, which was like super special and amazing.
Because I mean, when you join, certainly what I understand is that you were because the drummer who was with them at the time went back to be with his wife when she was having a baby.
Yes, sir.
So you were kind of just going to complete that tour.
But then
you stayed on and you're still there 13 years later.
No, absolutely. I was supposed to sub like 2 weeks worth. It was going to be like 4 to 6 shows, about 2 weeks worth of touring. While Brain went home, was with his wife, gave birth, maybe spent a couple of days and come back. But he just decided to stay. Obviously, who wouldn't want to stay? I mean, I have a couple of kids myself, so who wouldn't want to stay with the wife and a brand new baby for a minute? Axl was happy, the band was happy, I was happy. So he was like, just finish the tour and then we'll see what goes on after that.
So, yeah, I mean, you can look at the personnel changes from, goodness me, I mean, it's 30 years ago that they first formed.
Oh, absolutely.
And there have been a lot of personnel changes, but that's kind of par for the course. That's what happens. People want to do solo career stuff. There are tensions in the band, and people move on, and new people move in.
I mean, a lot of people don't understand that a band is a lot like your own family situation. You know, you have brothers and sisters, cousins, aunts and uncles, and they fall out and they fall back in, and people get married, and there's an extended family. People get divorced. It's really the same thing in a band. A band is really a family. You're married to a lot of the members in the band. It's not too different. But yeah, but at the same time though, some amazing musicians have come through to play with Guns. You know, Tommy Stinson of The Replacements and DJ Ashba and Bumblefoot. I mean, some heavyweights have come through and played with the band. So that was also another special part of it, is that I got to play with more diverse musicians and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Kings of Chaos did a couple of tours here as well.
Right.
So watching Maddie Sorum and Duff and Slash on the stage with back people from other bands.
Yeah, yeah.
It started for you, I believe, at the age of 11 when you went to a Kiss concert.
Yes, sir.
And that's what I want to do.
Yeah. I was 11 years old, 1977. Yep. My dad took me, a Cuban. My parents are from Cuba. Cuban immigrants, spoke no English, just Latin music. And for some strange reason, my dad said yes when I said, "Can I go see Kiss?" I, for the life of me, have no idea what made him say yes. He went and bought tickets, and he took us to around Christmas time, December. I've told Paul Stanley this story, and he says he still has tickets from that show, like framed somewhere. And I was like, can I have them, Paul? But yeah, no, it's super special. Absolutely.
Because, I mean, your dad was a percussionist.
Yes, sir. Latin percussionist.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had no idea what a drum kit was.
So you grew up with...
Yes, totally. Rhythm and music was in my home, but it was mostly salsa, Spanish influence, Afro-Cuban music. That's what was in my home. I didn't listen to American rock music at all until I was about... Well, actually, I was 9 when I first heard American rock music. My sister brought home the Bohemian Rhapsody. I know it's so relevant now. My sister actually brought home the single from Bohemian Rhapsody. It was playing on the radio. My sister was a big Top 40 fan, so she would go and buy 45s or whatever came out, and one of them was Queen. And she brought it home, and I could not stop. I just could not understand what was going on. I mean, it was crazy. The mama just killed a man. I'm a mama's boy. It was just heartbreaking and then exciting when the opera part came and then when the metal part came. And then later on, I saw a picture of Kiss. So in my 9-year-old brain, I thought Kiss must have been the band that recorded a song like that, And so I became a Kiss fan because I heard Bohemian Rhapsody. But just to give an example of how far removed we were from American rock music. I mean, you would hear like Elvis Presley and that kind of stuff, but you had no idea. I mean, I had no idea as a Latino child in New York City what modern rock was,
And I mean, it's arguable that post that big rock explosion of the 60s into the early 70s, that Guns N' Roses, the later wave, which started late 80s through the 90s, they perhaps, some people would argue the biggest rock band of the last 30 years.
We can mention some other ones, but it would have been before Guns. Yeah. You're right. Since then, you're probably right. You're probably
And you play
right.
for them.
I know.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty nuts. I mean, it's pretty nuts. I mean that I'm sitting here speaking with you here in South Africa because I play with Guns N' Roses. Every day is just a blessing because I play with this band every single day. And today's just one more,
Is anything else coming up touring-wise? Are you recording an album? Anything you can look forward to?
New music is in the future. I know Slash and Duff have talked about it in the press, so I feel I can say it too. But yeah, new music is definitely a goal, and it's definitely in the near future, so yes.
And it's what, 4 months since you stopped touring?
November.
Yeah, so
but then, but now Slash is out with Miles Kennedy and stuff like that, so we'll let him finish his album run, and then hopefully we'll get back to work,
Okay. This is Jason.
Jason is sitting right next to us.
Okay, Jason, very quickly, just a little bit about what's happening on Saturday.
All right, so it's actually tomorrow, Friday.
Oh, it's the 15th, I beg your pardon, 15th, tomorrow, Friday.
No problem.
Thank goodness he doesn't have to practice. He wouldn't have much time.
Cool, so tomorrow night we're doing Hillcrest Quarry, and there's an opening act called Uth. They'll be on stage at about 7:30. Actually, I'm lying. 7:30 for 8, because doors only open at 7. Mm. I think there's about 50 tickets left at the door and about 20 left online. $200. The Guns N' Roses show is about 2.5 hours long. And there's songs from Ozzy Osbourne to Queen to Journey, you name it, in this Guns N' Roses and Friends show. Frank will also be doing a meet and greet after the show.
Fantastic.
Money well spent.
Yeah. Okay, you're the first really serious rock drummer that I've ever sat across a table from. How exhausting is it to do a three-hour concert?
I hear this question a lot.
I'm sure you do.
I can't really describe it in words. I know that I prepare really well to get on stage for 3.5 hours, but going through the songs, like if I get on the riser and I look down and I look at all the songs we have to play, I would freak out. So I know by heart, like the first 10, 12 songs we're going to do. So I just kind of lose myself in it. And then along the show, we'll switch the setup and stuff like that. So it'll flow, but it won't be the same show every single night. So that kind of keeps you on your toes too. But I have to prepare. Yeah. I have to prepare well for it.
But you sweat a lot and you're pretty exhausted.
Yeah. It's pretty tired. But then it's like, then you have a glass of wine afterwards and it's great.
It's lovely to have had you in. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful concert.
Thank you.
Go along to Durbanville Quarry tomorrow night. The tickets available, those that are online, you said about 50 at the door.
Yes.
And the ones that are online via Quicket or Webtick?
Plankton.
Via Plankton. Yes. PLANKTON.
That's it.
Lovely to meet you. Have a wonderful, wonderful
time.
Thank
you for having us. Thank you so much.